listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Biger here, and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking the weather first, 32 degrees and sunny for Townsville today, down to 23 degrees tonight. Making news today, March 24. Police are asking for public assistance regarding an armed robbery, increasing concerns over kids and vapes, and an ambitious plan to build a new rail line from Queensland to Western Australia. Townsville detectives are appealing for public assistance to help identify a man involved in an attempted armed robbery. Initial investigations indicate a man wearing a face covering and gloves entered a Nathan Street service station at approximately 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. He approached a staff member and demanded money, threatening him with a knife before leaving on foot. He is described as Caucasian in appearance, approximately 20 years old, with an athletic build. Witnesses or anyone with information are urged to contact police. There's growing concern in Queensland about vaping and how many young people are getting hooked. Vapes were originally just meant to help people quit smoking, but they're being increasingly targeted at kids, and there's no serious regulation about what they contain. Associate Professor Timo Dietrich from Griffith University is trying to educate us about the dangers of vaping. He says parents need to have a conversation with their kids.
But I think it's also important for parents to do a little bit more research around the negative effects of vapes. I know there's also a lot of parents that would have picked up this habit. And yeah, so I think the conversation is an important starting point.
There's an ambitious plan to connect the Bowen Basin and Pilbara in Western Australia by rail so that steel can be made locally and exported. This week, a Senate inquiry is examining the validity of a project to link iron ore mines in the west and coal mines in the east. Founder of Project Iron Boomerang, Shane Condon, says there are plenty of benefits to the idea.
We've got a wonderful opportunity. It's sustainable. We lower the cost of cement and steel because we're getting rid of the world's biggest ships and trains.
Taking a look at local sport, our North Queensland Cowboys are hoping to add another win under their belt this weekend. The Boys in Blue will face off against the Gold Coast Titans in the second 4X derby of the season. Rising star Griffin Neame will replace Ruben Cotter at prop, who suffered a meniscus injury against the Warriors. Griffin says his teammates have given him some pointers ahead of his first starting appearance.
It's a lot faster the first 10 minutes than in the middle of the game. Everyone's fresh and not fatigued, so I'm just going to have to run harder and tackle harder.
All the action gets underway at Queensland Country Bank Stadium from 4:30 p.m. North's Cricket Club will be looking to break an almost 50-year premiership drought this weekend. The undefeated ladder leaders will take on Brothers, a team they fell to the last time they faced off in the grand final showdown. North's captain Chris Stranger told listeners around the grounds with Elliot Lovejoy how Brothers pose a threat to their team.
They've got some really, really good two-day cricketers in their ranks. They've got two bowlers in Justin Rawlins and Herbie Hire that will essentially bowl 90% of their overs. And, you know, it's quite a task in two-day cricket to have to hit all your runs off two really good bowlers.
All the action gets underway at Riverway Oval at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Townsville and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.